Hey, hey, welcome to day 10. It's coming at you late again. today has been particularly difficult for me. I've been really poorly, but got up, got showered at about 3 and then went and picked Anais up, and did a big long walk, went to Boots, got more drugs. So I'm feeling ready to record an episode. And today, the prompt is, I'm scared to tell you these three things. Ellipsis. And I'm going to try and record this to you with Anais around. So you're going to get the true reality of my world. She's just walking over to me now.
Mama.
Yeah, you can sit down there if you want, sweetheart.
It's stiff.
What is it? So three things I'm scared to tell you. I think with things... So one of the things I'm probably scared to tell you is that I am no Earth Mama. CBeebies is on far more than I'd like. And today... I guess I'm not ashamed to tell you this today, but today we literally... I walked the long way home to sort of kill time. And then... stuck her in front of CBeebies straight away, and then have just plied her with food ever since, because sometimes that's what you've got to do to survive. And as much as I really really love the idea of having a really, you know, beautiful Montessori activity every day for her, sometimes it's just about getting through until bedtime. Yeah, absolutely. So that's probably one thing I'm scared to tell you, because I really did think, and I've spoken about this before, I really did think that I was going to be a very hippie mum travelling the world with Anais, and I'm not. I hate flying with her. Actually, it's not just flying. Oh, do you want to get up? Up. There we go. Whee! Right, well, as you can tell, this is proving surprisingly, or unsurprisingly, difficult. So, yeah, I don't like travelling with Anais at all. I don't really like getting the train with her. I don't like doing any kind of big travels. Obviously, like, little stuff, driving somewhere or getting the bus somewhere or whatever, is fine. But, yeah, anything where I have to pack bags... and deal with nappy changing and tantrums and changes of clothes and, you know, all of that sort of stuff. I don't enjoy it at all. And we have flown with her before and she was absolutely fine, but she was really little. I think she was about 3 or 4 months old when we first flew. I was still breastfeeding her, so she was chill. She was so chill. But now she very much is on the move, gets very frustrated if she can't be moving. I think we're coming out of that side where we can stick her in front of an iPad and distract her. I'm hoping that we're almost at that stage, because we are doing a big flight in January, which I am equal parts excited about and equal parts dreading. I'm sort of thinking, you know, it's only 10 hours of my life, but also that could be the worst 10 hours of our life. Do you know what I mean? And for somebody who spent years travelling and with carry-on only and very low maintenance on my travels, it's really difficult for me because I'm sort of shaking an identity off and like embracing a new one. And I'm just trying to think, like, maybe it won't always be like this, but I don't know. We'll see. What else am I scared to tell you? This is a good one. That I did my accounts. I do my accounts every month. I'm very organised with my accounts. I like to know. I don't just wait till the deadline to do my taxes for tax return. I like to be on top of it so that I know how much tax I'm going to have to pay And also, I like to know how much I'm earning every single month and how much I'm spending. And August, September, when I was having terrible coach experiences, I was in the red, basically. And then clawed all that back and worked really, really, really hard and had a couple of big months. But they pretty much almost killed me. And then December, I've properly wound down, but also because of the nature of my work in the in journalism, I have to, I'll pitch, the kind of life cycle of it all, pitch, get a commission, even for the people that I write for regularly, pitch, get a commission, it gets published, I invoice, etc., etc., or I invoice before then, but I get paid. That takes, for me, that is currently taking 6 to 8 weeks minimum to get done. So I'm still awaiting about £600, which has made December kind of fine and viable, because the money that I should have been paid in November has moved into December, and November was a good month for me because I worked like my ass off in September and October. But what that means is that in January, because I haven't really done much in December, I haven't worked my ass off like I would do normally or I had done previously, January I think is going to be pretty slow for me. Especially because I closed my SEO course and I expected to sell a few more, given that it's, the course is a third off is £65. Yeah, it's like half price actually. But anyway, and because I'm closing it forever. Sorry for this interruption. The realities of life with a toddler. Yeah, so I thought it would sell more. There we go. All for you. Say ta. No. No. Oh, sorry, sorry. Here you go.
Papa.
Oh, sorry. Do you want me to go? This is going to be one I need to edit. That's so annoying. So, yeah, that's probably something I'm a bit scared to tell you, because it's, I think sometimes the perception is that the harder you work, the more money that rolls in, or the more present you are on social media, or if you teach something, then you must be successful. Do you know what I mean? And it's really vulnerable to say, actually, you know what? The past couple of courses haven't met my targets at all. And that's been really hard, because once you've committed to something, and especially the way that I have run my courses previously, you have committed to it, you've sold places, and anyway, I don't know where I was with that, so I'm just gonna have to dive in. Yeah, so the courses that I do are quite labor intensive, so it's quite soul destroying when you miss your targets, still have to deliver. And in some cases over-deliver, and at the kind of, well, you end up kind of almost running at a loss, which is, yeah, soul-destroying. But, yeah, I'm glad to be closing them. But, yeah, anyway, I don't want to really talk any more about that. So, what's happening? And the last thing I'm scared to tell you is that to replace my courses, and this is something that has just been waiting to get out of me for a long time, and it took me a really long time to work things out, and it was my friend Calandra, who is a business consultant, that helped me work through this in a professional session that we had together, is that I have launched my creative mentoring. Which is so scary, because I'm so scared of being considered anything within the coach remit. And, you know, calling it a mentor, it's not just semantics. It genuinely isn't coaching. I'm not... Oh, are you okay? I'm just getting a cuddle. She's very sweet. It genuinely isn't coaching. There's no therapeutic aspect. There's no... Yeah. It's very practical. There we go. Okay, I'll leave that there then. Yeah, so it's something that I've wanted to do for a long time, but haven't really understood, well, basically, what the package has ended up being, or the offer has ended up being, is a combination of things that I was like, I want to do this, and I want to do this, and I want to do this, and this is how I want to help people, but couldn't really put my finger on exactly what I was offering, if that makes sense. So it really, I suppose in a way, I'm scared to tell you because I've got the imposter syndrome and I'm just so nervous, especially because it may involve workshops and things like that in the future. But it's also testament to the fact that sometimes an idea takes a really long time to be birthed. And in my case, it could almost be said it's taken ever since I left retail, which is five, six years ago. And now that my wiggly wormy journey that I've taken has led me here finally, but you know, basically things don't happen very quickly sometimes, and that's okay. Anyway, if you want to take a look at the packages, obviously you can do. And I'll see you tomorrow.